The public got its first chance to comment on the governor's proposal to cut taxes on oil companies this week. His bill would get rid of a provision that oil companies pay more when profits are high, and it would tie credits to production instead of exploration. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
If you only listen to the first half hour of public comment on the governor's proposal to restructure the state's oil taxes, you would have heard a lot of this.
We are in support of Senate Bill 21.
We do support the governor's bill.
Just to be clear, we do support the principles in the governor's bill.
Representatives from mining, timber, and trucking groups showed up at the Capitol in person, and they packed the hearing room. They were first in line to speak before the Senate Special Committee on Oil Production, and their support for the governor's bill was nearly unanimous. Many made the point that the governor's bill could discourage oil companies from leaving Alaska for states with lower tax rates. Aves Thompson, who lobbies for the Alaska Trucking Association, was among them.
We're not the tax experts. We don't know how to do it, but we do know that something's wrong. There's something out of balance that needs to be fixed, and it is our firm belief that it needs to be fixed now.
Once the committee started taking testimony over the phone from legislative information offices across the state, opinion diversified. About half of those callers criticized the governor's plan to get rid of a windfall profits tax and overhaul the way credits are awarded, with a number calling the bill a giveaway to oil companies. One of those comments came from a voice that was very involved in last year's oil tax debate. For 2.5 minutes, former legislator Joe Pascvan testified that oil companies could take advantage of the tax cut to ramp up production without reinvesting in new infrastructure and exploration, something he described as super harvest mode. He also suggested that the argument that the current tax structure is behind the drop in oil production is a red herring.
The throughput decline started in 1989 and it has nothing to do with tax policy.
Pascvan was one of the senators who opposed Parnell's previous attempts to lower taxes on oil companies, and he lost his seat in November. The TAP's throughput committee has scheduled a 6-hour meeting on Thursday where they will take more public testimony. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.